ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Let's receive Reverend Joe Okpanachi. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Please, you may be seated. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind. So Jesus is saying here that he was anointed because the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. And among the things, because he said, I am anointed to, one, preach. Then, what to preach? The gospel. Then he sent me to heal. So he's talking about the healing anointing that was upon him. Then in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts chapter 10, then verse 38. Our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. So we know Jesus was anointed. Anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. Went about doing good and again healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So there is such thing as the healing anointing. Anointing to heal the sick. This anointing was upon Jesus, manifested through Jesus, as we'll see in the examples I'm about to give. In Mark chapter 5, from verse Mark 5, from verse 5:25, there was the woman that had, a certain woman which had, H-A-D, that emphasis is necessary. She wasn't, after this encounter with Jesus, the woman that always have had the issue of blood, or that have the issue of blood, but she had. The reason is in the past is because Jesus took care of it. She was healed. And then the next verse said, she suffered many things of many physicians, and instead of getting better, she rather grew worse. Then verse 27, when she had heard about Jesus, heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, touched his garment. For she said, verse 28, for she said, the same part has always been the deciding factor in our lives, the saying part. Your faith is strong as your saying. Faith is actually your saying. If you look at the Amplified translation of this verse, it says, for she kept saying. Yes. She kept saying. Meaning she didn't just say it once. She kept saying, if only, if I only touch his garments, I shall be restored to health. It's just like somebody sitting under the sound of my voice, and you can say it as many times as you can say it until we get to that point, that this servant of God is anointed to heal when he lays his hands on me today. I shall be made whole. One thing I found out is that God honors faith. The reason is because faith honors God. So she kept saying that. So let's go to the next verse, especially back to our KGV. Next verse now. Yeah. And straightway, meaning she did what she said, straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body, feeling. That was not the first thing she did. She said it. She acted on what she said. Then she could have the feeling. She didn't start with the feeling. Feeling good, feeling healed, feeling like the symptoms have gone, feeling all those feeling. What wasn't the first thing Jesus did? She said it first. That wasn't the first thing the woman did. She said it first. She acted on what she said. Straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that was healed of that plague. Verse 30. This is key. Verse 30. And Jesus, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him. Of course, we know Jesus was not anointed with virtue. This is King James Version that translated it as virtue. We read two scriptures before. Our God anointed Jesus Christ with virtue? No, with the Holy Ghost and with power. Jesus was anointed with power. But King James translators use the word virtue. But we know the Greek word, thank God. Greek word said dunamis. And it's always translated everywhere in the New Testament as power. Yes. So virtue or power went out of him. It turned about in the presence. Say, who touched my clothes? It's important because of what the disciples are going to say later. Next verse. And the disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? No, Jesus didn't say, who touched me? Jesus said, who touched my clothes? I may be wearing a yellow glowing, fire glowing cloth in this service, but next time I come here, I may not be wearing this same one. So if my cloth defines me, then I was another person that came. He said, who touched my clothes? The disciples didn't understand. They don't even know anything about the capacity or the ability of the healing anointing being stored up in the substance of cloth. No. So they say he touched. Why are you saying they touched you? And Jesus didn't have time to do a teaching right there. Not he would have stopped and said, hey guys, I didn't tell you guys that anybody touched me. I said, who touched my clothes? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. Next verse. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him the truth. Verse 34, very instructive. Said unto her daughter, thy faith, don't forget, a certain woman was what we read before. But she is now a daughter. A certain woman, as if she was irrelevant, as if nobody needed to know her name. Jesus didn't write it. That is how it was written. But Jesus called her daughter. The writer said a certain woman, but Jesus called her daughter. You are somebody. That is what Jesus was saying to her. You are somebody. It doesn't matter what you are going through. You are somebody. It doesn't matter what your ministry is going through. God called you. It doesn't matter what the circumstance around your life is right now. God is with you. Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and the whole of thy plague. Here we see the healing anointing working. There was a transfer, meaning that this healing anointing must be tangible. So tangible that it can be transferred from the anointed into the body of a sufferer who needs this anointing. And when that anointing can successfully pass from the anointed to the sufferer, to the sick, healing is the byproduct. The transfer and the reception is key. The transfer and the reception. One that person was anointed and is able to transfer that same anointing. Again, in Matthew chapter 14, verse 34. And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret, verse 35. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all country round about, brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. It seems to me they heard this woman's testimony. They didn't ask, they didn't say, Jesus, let's touch your hand. Let's touch your nose. Jesus, let's touch your ear. They say, just allow us. We don't need to touch anything. Just the hem, the lowest part of your garment down there. Let's touch your garment. And the Bible said, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. As many as touched. Same thing happened in Luke chapter 6 from verse 17. Or 15 to 17. Luke 6, 15. Sorry. Luke 5:15. Sorry, please. Luke 5:15. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Next verse. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Verse 17. Came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And listen, the power of the Lord was present to heal them. It was the power that healed. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. And then so on and so forth, many examples. So we could see that in the life and the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, there were healings by the power of God that was upon him, that he was anointed with. Then Jesus said something to us in John chapter 14, verse 12. John 14, 12. Jesus says something to us. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do, and greater works shall he do, because I go unto my Father. What did he mean? He said, the works that I do, you will do also. The works that I do, you will do also. And greater works. It didn't just stop at the one I'm doing now. He said, and greater works, because I go unto my Father. You do greater work. You do the one I'm doing, and then you do greater works. If Jesus had to be anointed of the Holy Ghost to do the works, do you think he will expect us to do the works he did without the same supernatural equipment with which he was equipped to do the work? No. No. In other words, the ministry of Jesus in ministry, listen to this statement. In ministry, Jesus was not in a class by himself. If he was in a class by himself, then nobody else will be able to do the works that he did. You didn't get it yet. Are you sure you got it? As the Son of God, capital S, Son of God, Jesus was in a class by himself. But as a ministry, he was not in a class by himself. Jesus was a man anointed of the Holy Ghost. He did not minister as the Son of God. He ministered as a man anointed of the Holy Ghost. So any man else could be anointed of the Holy Ghost just like Jesus, producing the same result as Jesus. And greater. It will surprise you. In the whole Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Jesus raised only 3 dead people. In the ministry of Smith Wigglesworth, he raised 23 dead people. So Wigglesworth has something to tell Jesus in heaven. Don't put him in a class by himself. I said Wigglesworth has something to hear from. Sorry, Jesus has something to hear from Wigglesworth. For instance, Wigglesworth will tell Jesus, there was one woman. I had her against the wall. I just came back home from preaching engagement. I just removed my bowler hat. To drop it, my wife didn't want to tell me that the woman had died, because the wife was scared. My husband will start going there now. Meaning, Wigglesworth was not afraid of sickness and disease. The reason he didn't come is that he didn't know. If he ever hears, he'll be on his way. And then somebody made a mistake and told Smith Wigglesworth. He walked back, he put back his hat, jumped and started going. Got to the woman. He bypassed everybody that was waiting, went into the inner room and pulled the woman up and put her against the wall. Walk! In the name of Jesus! The woman fell face down. He picked the woman up again a second time. He said, the woman fell. My faith did not fall. Second time, the woman fell. He got a hold of the woman again and had her against the wall. The third time, walk! In the name of Jesus, the woman sneezed and stood upright. Came back to life. Walk outside, and everybody saw Wigglesworth. And that was when Wigglesworth felt he could now go and rest from the journey he came from. May God find you that God will be taking sick people to run away from you, because once you see them, you will demand for their healing. So the only way Wigglesworth will not minister to that sick is that he didn't know, he did not see. Will you make up your mind to take that decision with me? That is the decision I have taken. Except I didn't see, I would rather try and fail than never try. And so many believers are at the place of never try at all. That is why you have no testimony. The works that I do See one of his works in John chapter 9, from verse 1. John chapter 9, verse 1. And Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from his birth. Wow, this is from birth. His disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? People always want to know, how can somebody give birth to a child and the child was blind? They did something before. There is one bad thing they did before. Nine nature catch them. He said, maybe their grandfather was an occultic man. Nine God. And some people even use God. Nine God punish them. Now they bump again, leg no good. They bump again, in ear, no they hear. They have sinned. It seems to be a general belief system in most customs and tradition. So, don't blame these people. Jesus answered, neither had this man sinned, nor his parents. Ah. So somebody can give birth to a child that was blind, and it wasn't because the person sinned. Or the parents of the person sinned. No. Jesus said, neither. But that the works of God, this is where we are going, that the works of God should be made manifest in him. This is the problem with the interpretation of this place. Can you go back to verse 3? The end of that should be a comma. That the works of God may be manifest in him. Then the next verse is supposed to be a continuation. Look at the next verse. Because we're talking about works. I must walk the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh where no man can walk. It was a sentence. There was not supposed to be a full stop somewhere and then another statement started. No. It is that the works of God may be made manifest, comma, I must do the works of him that sent me while it is day. Night coming where no man can walk. So, which one is the work of God? The man was blind. Was that the work of God? Or the healing of the blind? So, Jesus said now, he said, all of you guys, hey, I'm going to do the work of God now. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light. I am the focus. The world focuses on me. As long as I'm in this world, glory to God, the world must look towards me. I am the light of the world. I am the solution. Thank you, sir. I am the solution. I heard Pastor Chris. He said, when I found out that what God gave me is the solution to mankind's problem, this anointing God gave me, this is what help that people are looking for. That found out that is what, this is what people are looking for. Is anybody listening to me? There are people here listening to me. You have a healing ministry. I know what is happening to you already, as we are talking. Some of you, your palms are burning already. Some of you, it's as if your legs, your two legs are inside fire already. Because, you see, two gifts are resonating. Wave your hand if I'm talking to you. Yes. I am the light of the world. If you didn't lay hands, how will you know whether the person will be healed? I think that is better than what if I laid hand and nothing happened. If you didn't lay hands, a soldier, a military man was in my meeting yesterday. He told my pastor, I don't believe in laying on of hands. I am a redeemed Christian Church of God member. I don't believe in laying on of hands. Then he saw me laying hands. He was the last person. I didn't know the conversation that was going on. They have operated his knee several times. A soldier needs his leg on ground. to be a real soldier, your two legs must be working. He was at the end of the line. I am ministering to people. He told my pastor, and I saw my pastor standing with him. I heard everything later. He said, I don't believe in the laying on of hands. I came and stood before him, and he was quaking. Soldier, they quake before pastor. The guy was quaking like this. I didn't even know he had told all the story of, I am believing in laying on hands. And he saw the laying on of hands. He saw what was happening to those on whom I laid hands. Power of God came upon him. Go ahead. Verse 6. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. He must have been led of the spirit. Don't forget, he said, it's only what he saw his father do it that he does. That is one of the things we must understand about Holy Ghost meetings. Follow the Spirit. If the Spirit of God is touching somebody, go there. Don't go to the one that is looking around. You are messing up your meeting. Follow the Spirit. If he's touching somebody, go after that one and say, what is happening? As you are asking this person, what is happening? You generate interest. Am I talking? But don't go to somebody who is less concerned about what is going on. Some people are too much in the flesh. They can't align with the activities that are going on in the realm of the spirit. But the more they see somebody that the hand of the Lord is, the more it will spread. Yes. That is how it works. That one is free of charge. Don't pay for it. And don't let anybody harass you with payment after this service. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground, made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. Next verse. Said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation saying, he went his way, deaf, washed, and came seeing. The Jews are going to investigate this. I like this. The neighbors. Some of you, your neighbors will not recognize you after today. After this conference is over, your neighbors will not recognize you. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him. I mean, the people that you used to line up in the same hospital with, they will now come to your house and say, today is Tuesday. Let us go now. You say, I'll not go again. No. You say, you want to leave that sickness to kill you. You say, no, the Christian sickness, no day again. You don't come out. Amen? I'm not hearing you. Amen. And they which had seen him that he was blind said, is not this he that sat and begged? Is it not this pastor when he remember no past 20? Something will happen to your ministry. Some said, this is he. Others said, he looked like him. He himself said, nah, me. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. It means when other people cannot define you, know who you are. I can't continue. I like so many things in that passage. But I can't continue that. But we have seen what the works of God. And then Jesus said, the works that I do, you shall do also. And greater works, because I go on unto my Father. By implication, Jesus is saying, others are going to be equipped with the same supernatural equipment like I am equipped. Therefore, they will be doing the same work. Then I can give you one example. Paul. Acts chapter 9, verse 11. Acts chapter 9, verse 11. And the Lord... Oh, is it 9, 11? 11, 11, 9. 9, 11. Wait. 19, 11. Acts 19:11. And God, the same one, and God wrought special miracles. Same God that the Bible said, and how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God also wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Next verse. So that from his body, of course, his hands are part of his body. Am I right? Were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons. And the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Anything you struggle to do is what you are not graced to do. Don't stress yourself in the area where you don't have grace. Look for what you have. Somebody has something. Everyone has something. So don't go and be squeezing your eyes and be laying hand where you are not supposed to lay hand. If there is no healing anointing functioning through you, lay hands on people by faith. There is something about laying hands on people also by faith, and it produces the same result. Brother Hagin was getting as many as 5 times sick people healed as a denominational pastor who wasn't even baptized in the Holy Ghost than 5 Pentecostal pastors put together. Why? He would teach them faith and then lay hands on them. Faith works. I say faith works. Brother Hagin woke up one morning, half of his face was not working. Half of his face was not working. So he got up and went to midweek service. Church was about to close. He was seated at the back and he announced from them, "Are you not praying for the sick today?" Then the pastor said, "Well, if you want to be prayed for, you come forward." I like Americans. They express themselves. He came, pastor laid hand on him. He turned, faced the congregation, and then he wanted to tell the people, "I am healed. Thank God I'm healed." And one side of his face was still not working. It was this side that was working. But he told the people, "Bless God, I'm healed." Church members met him after the service. They said, "Why did you go forward to disgrace yourself?" He said, "What did I do to disgrace myself?" He said, "You went forward and you said you were healed when you were not healed." So, well, that is not what Mark 11, 23, 24 saying. He said, "What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." And then Jesus Christ of Nazareth said, "Of the signs that will follow them that believe, the last one, and they, the believing ones, shall lay their hands on the sick, and they, the sick, shall recover." So I went out in honor of the words of the head of the church, who doesn't lie, the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I stand side by side with him on his side, to say what he said was true. He said, "And they shall recover. And they shall recover." He had this lady that was his friend. So they were walking back home. So he walked the lady to the lady's house. So decided to go to the lady's house, greet the parents. And the lady started laughing. And the mother said, "Why are you laughing?" He said, "Ken went to church today. Ken woke up, side of his face was not working. Ken went to church today. Pastor laid a hand on him. And then he turned and faced the people and told them, 'Praise God, I am healed.'" He said, "Mommy, look at Ken's face. Ken is not healed, but Ken is saying that he's healed." The girl laughed. Then the girl's mom also laughed. And Brother Hagin told them the same thing. He said, Mark 11, 24, "The what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them." And then Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who does not lie, said, The believing ones shall lay their hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Jesus cannot lie. Hello? How many of you know Jesus cannot lie? Now you don't have to. Nothing said about healing anointing here. This is just what Jesus said, something, and I believe it by faith. I'm taking it. So he went home. He said he was about to sleep. The good eye closed when he closed his eye, but this one was still open. So he used his hand to close that one down. Before, now you are hearing of him as a man of faith. The man passed through. He won battles to become the giant of faith that we know. He closed that eye with his hand so he could stay close. But he woke up the next morning and both sides of the face were working. He said, all I needed, I don't need, I just needed the pastor to lay hands on me. That's what Jesus said. And I know the pastor is a believing one. This church believes in healing. Amen? He was healed. A man traveled with him one time on preaching engagement. For 2 weeks that the man was with him, the man was diabetic, but he wasn't reading blood sugar. Egan told him, as long as you are with me, you will never read blood sugar. He said, I said it not because I have had a special revelation. I said it because of Mark 11:23. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. He didn't tell us that we shall say whatsoever we have. He said we shall have whatsoever we say. Don't go about saying what you have. I'm sick. I'm running nose, running stomach. Everything is running around you. No. So there is a place of ministering by faith. And probably a lot of us listening to me, we need to start from there. But Wiggles would say there's something about exercising your faith consistently, that one day you go beyond your limits and you start operating in the gift of special faith without even you knowing. But if you are not used to exercising your own general faith, how will you ever know that there is a boundary that you can cross over to a place of special faith? Hallelujah. So, but there is something about the healing anointing. I got born again in 1981. Yeah, and then I saw Mark 16:17. I started practicing it. I was Brother Joe, but I was laying hands on people. Yeah. As Brother Joe, I was going to minister in different Anglican church. I preached in one Anglican church in Suleja. Yeah, had everybody on the floor, filled with the Holy Ghost, demons screaming out of people. Brother Joe, June of 1990. Got some money, I traveled down from Kano all the way to Suleja and preached up, had a meeting for 3 days. It was a wild one this night. How many of you are not filled with the Holy Ghost? It was an Anglican church, youth fellowship. Half of them were not. I said, what? And then this number of people that are still in church and not filled with the Holy Ghost, I said, tonight you will. And that night they got it. Same thing, I went to Zambia. Went to Zambia and went to this church. Wonderful church. And I asked the people, how many of you are filled with the Holy Ghost? Only the pastor and the other pastors and some leaders at the front raised their hand. This was a church of about 300 people. And I said, I'm surprised. You have people sitting in your church like this and they're not filled with the Holy Ghost. Then I now said, I made a mistake. I said, I wish I had another day to come preach here. And the man said, you are coming this evening. So we ran home after the service. Any opportunity to preach, I'm excited. We ran home to go and sleep. We slept for about 2 hours. Round 4, we started coming. We didn't know that the people did not go home. You've been to Zambia, sir. You've seen the hunger. They didn't go home. We asked them, how did you eat? They said they went by to nearby stores and kiosks, bought bread and soft drinks and all that. Came back to church and kept singing. We couldn't get to that place until 6. We missed our way. We didn't know where the church was again. Finally, we got there. The pastor said, don't bother to apologize. The good thing is that you are here. And that night, God, all of them filled the Holy Ghost, the whole church. Amen. I said, amen. Thank you, Jesus. But there's such thing as the healing anointing. Yes. The only problem I have is to transfer that anointing by contact. It can only be transferred by contact. So many times Jesus is ministering and he ministers to the sick by the spoken word, like the centurion. My servant is grievously is down with palsy, grievously tormented. Come and heal him. I'll come and heal him. I'll come to your house and heal him. And the man said, no, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. Speak the word only, my servant shall be made whole. I'm a man under authority. I said to this soldier, come, and he come, and the other, go, and he go. To my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Jesus said, Jesus even had time. He had time to even marvel first. Some of us under the Holy Spirit, we are doing as though the Holy Spirit is about to leave us. Jesus had enough presence of mind. He was going to heal somebody. He took time, small time, and marveled. Then he now said, I have not seen so great faith, no, not in Israel. That is somebody that is conducting healing meeting. No? And then he now said, go thy way. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. Words. He just spoke that. He made the thing look so simple. There was a nobleman's son that had fever. And the man came to beg Jesus that his son was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to the man, except thou see signs and wonders, thou will not believe. The man didn't hear that one. He said, sir, come, air is E-R-E, old word for before. Before, come, air, my child die. That is, come before my child die. And Jesus said, go thy way, thy son liveth. Wow. And the man believed the words that Jesus spoke to him. And he was going his way, and then his servants met him. Thy son liveth. They repeated exactly what Jesus said. They said, thy son liveth. Then he inquired to know which hour. Then they say at the seventh hour, means 1 p.m. 1 p.m. And the man said, it was exactly 1 p.m. yesterday that Jesus said, thy son liveth. Same hour, he had authority over spirits. He had authority over sickness. He had authority over disease. Same way you and I do. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. So many years ago, I heard the Lord say, I have given you the ministry of the laying on of hands. He said it to me, and I remembered, Brother Hagin wrote a book, The Laying On of Hands. So I rushed a mini book like that. And I got the book. I wanted to devour that book. But I opened to the very first page. And this is what he said. He said the Lord told him that he has given unto him the ministry of the laying on of hands. I practically jumped. Because that was what I heard, that I was looking for this book. I must have read it at a time before, but it didn't register. I'm now saying, if you have that book, open to the first page and call me in Abuja and then tell me that I was right. Amen. And I tell you, since 1987, I have seen this power of God bring deliverance to people. The first thing I noticed was that I lay hands on people, they fall. So I wrote to Brother Hagin, why are people falling when I lay hands on them? I became FCS president, that became NIFES. I was doing A-levels, and I became the president. The first day I ministered as the new president, everybody in the prayer meeting was on the floor. And they said, this one, he doesn't even talk much. But God is using him. We, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we shook that campus. So many of them are born. There's a fellow that runs one ministry in Lagos, Jehovah Sharp Sharp. Have you heard about him? One Benjamin, Archbishop Benjamin. Anybody heard anybody that is always doing very dramatic? One day you see him carry coffin, and talking to government. You have. He was my fellowship member. Alandi has a big congregation in Lagos here, somewhere on a sand, Abby. They said the ground is sand, just a makeshift. He dresses like Archbishop. Sometimes one day he's in red, another day he's in green. You is him, right? Samson Benjamin. Yes, Samson Benjamin. I wish he would listen to this message. Right from the school days, he was always having preaching engagement. He was very young that time. Where we were not in fellowship on Sunday, they invited me to be there. And I went there and I ministered. He has always been crazy about the power of God. He loved the power of God. His church used to be in Bida for so many years. Resurrection Power Chapel in Bida before he moved over to Lagos. Yeah. But I didn't know how Jehovah Sharp Sharp. So let me put a disclaimer on that one. Don't join me with that sharp, sharp stuff, you know. But, you know. Amen. A lot of ministers came out of that. No, but I'm not very too proud about this sharp, sharp stuff. The guy doesn't eat. Fasting. Am I correct? You know, no one's small, Abi. And I don't go there before. I never go there. Yeah, I've laid down on him before in those days as a fellowship member. Amen. That was 86, 87 to 88. Tonight or this afternoon. You know, we're always preaching in the evening. That's why you hear pastor say tonight. So that I won't take much of your time. We're going to pray for the sick. But I'm going to stand in faith for all those who believe you have a healing ministry. That anointing sometimes can look like you have lost it. I want to explain something to you. Sometimes it looks like you have lost it. I'll tell you what to do. Fast, pray, and that anointing will come back and come stronger. That was what the Lord told Brother Hagin. He said, when that anointing wanes, and he said, sometimes it will wane. He said, fast, spend time fasting and praying, reading, studying the Word of God. He said that anointing will come back. Last year, around November, one of our Rema grads, in fact, is our secretary in RMAI, Abuja. Pastors a church around Lugbe. Some of you who know Abuja a little bit. Anybody know Lugbe? Okay. He has a church there. And I came to preach for him on the manifestation of the Spirit. So what do you expect? Oh, his mom came. The mom stood up to give offering, and the woman stood up with difficulty. And that's how she walked. Dropped offering, turned, and walked back. We sit not far from, like, from this speaker to this seat. That was before I started preaching. I came to preach. For 30 minutes, I was done with preaching. I said, we'll start with Mama. You scare the devil to death when you attack him first. Instead of him attacking with your fear, what if you lay your hands and nothing happens? You attack him with, what if I lay hands on him and something happens? I said, we'll begin with Mama. Did I say that by revelation? No, but my sheer stubbornness. Sheer stubbornness to put God in trouble. You see him ask him, I'm always putting Jesus in trouble. I'll tell him, Jesus can do it for you now. Now you walk. I went to Dr. Adeko's church. A church member had had an accident and fractured the leg. I said, give me your stick. I collected her stick. I said, walk towards me. You needed to know how the condition was before I did that thing. Say, walk toward me. Now, you will have thought that leg will give way. It didn't. After a while, she and I were walking. In December, we're giving out things, food, clothing, and all that through his church. I was part of the experience. And somebody touched me from behind. And I turned. I looked at the face of the lady. Your face is familiar. You say, you forgot my leg? You forgot my leg? What if I didn't try? Maybe I tell Una now. I now have a story to tell you. Behind every story building, there's a story. Be ruthlessly stubborn, as though you know it will work, because it will work. 24 years ago, we delivered our first baby. The guy is in Lagos right now. He doesn't even know that I'm in Lagos. You know the way your Lagos is. If he's in Abuja now, under 1 hour, he will come and see me. But your Lagos here. Yeah. I will come and drop. I used to go to VI. Lucky. 50 minutes, I'll fly to your airport here in Ikeja. But from your airport here, before I get to where I am going, sometimes 4 hours. But I'm not try. Abuja would know when to reach the place. So people should come to Abuja. Like this morning, the flight was 6:45. I got up at 4, took my time. Yes, that's how God wants it. You don't believe the way you take your time. Don't let Lagos. Squeeze you into. Take your time. I wanted to get to the airport on time, like over 1 hour. We got to the airport like 5. I left the house like 4:30, and we're at the airport 5:10. That was too fast. A Airport is far. But you're from here, right? Okay, but not from Lekki. That a brother cannot visit a brother. They say, leave it till Saturday. So because I'm giving the whole day to come and visit you. The whole day? No. Anywhere we are going in Abuja is under 1 hour. If it's within Abuja, 40 minutes, 45 minutes. That is why you should come there. All of you, come to Abuja. It's a fast, even Pastor, I'm inviting Pastor to Abuja. Come and stay with me in Abuja. We will do ministry together. Hallelujah. I like to catch fun on the word of God. It doesn't affect the anointing. I'm the one telling you, ah. Because when I shift my attention, one day I was playing with a lady and I shook hands with her. I said, that is me touching you. I said, can I have your hand? And she gave me the same hand and fell under the power. I said, that was not me touching you. I have switched. I'm aware of those realities. There are realities in God. Because we are not just natural beings. Am I talking? There is a supernatural part of us that the flesh wants to keep us down from expressing. Amen? So once the line is formed for me, which is what I was born for, I like healing lines. I like healing lines like civil servants. The way civil servants like job. Like healing lines. So we start with those who are called to this ministry. We need to surround ourselves and push this ministry because it's a direct confrontation with darkness. This ministry deals with evil spirits more than any other ministry. I was in Ghana. I laid down on this girl. The girl pushed my hand away. I said, what is your problem? He said, You have come here again. So I knew she was looking, that thing was looking for trouble. So I said, okay, bring a chair for her. I brought a chair. I said, sit down. And I placed this warning. You foul spirit of darkness. I'm going to teach the word because I won't let you distract me. When I am through teaching the word, if you know that they born you well, wait for me. So I went and taught the word. And I taught the word, I came back, stood in front of the lady, and I took her hand in my hand. Well, God uses us in a different way, right? My own is my hand. If I touch an evil, somebody with an evil spirit, once I touch, that thing cannot keep quiet. Because of the anointing, it must react. Brother Higgins' own is put a hand at the beginning. Now, design of spirit began to operate in him strongly thereafter. But at the beginning, a hand at the front, a hand at the back, to both sides of the person. And the fire will jump from hand to hand, from palm to palm. Then he knows there's an evil spirit to deal with. William Branham. He lays his hand on the oppressed. His whole hand turned red. The palm will turn red. That is how God uses his hands to discern the presence of an evil spirit. But I've had a record. Sometimes I'll tell people, I say, move all the breakables away. Because there will be drama. When I touch this girl, there will be drama. And my pastors will be watching me to see, what is this drama you are talking about? I say, just wait. I will touch the girl. And the evil spirit will show itself. but I don't have time. I don't spend time on an evil spirit. Out of her, in the name of Jesus. I've never had a situation where a girl is manifesting and slapped me. Can you imagine Jesus being slapped? If anybody should have beaten Jesus, he should have been the demoniac of Gadara. That one that if they put in chain, he break the chain. But the only action about that evil spirit influencing the man toward Jesus was that he ran toward Jesus and worshipped. That one is allowed. For he had said unto him, come out of him. Amen. Devils, evil spirits, whether they are manifesting people in people, they run away from us. They don't run towards us to harm us. It is not allowed. It is not consistent with scriptures. One girl came to our church one day and he said, the reason I'm saying this is because we want to help people. She traveled from Abuja to Port Harcourt, met with this lady, they became friends. He said before she knew it, the lady would be telling her stories and stories. Before she knew it, they were doing lesbianism. She tried to break away from that thing, she couldn't. She returned back to Abuja. And then as she's walking on the road, you see this lady from Port Harcourt. Only her would be seeing the lady. So the boyfriend came to our service. I was teaching on the name of Jesus, and then I was talking about the authority of the name of Jesus against evil spirit and against demoniacal forces of darkness. The next day he came with the girl. And as he came with the girl sat on its seat just like this. It's red and blue. We have red and blue. And she won't look at me, and I said, I'm your friend. Tell me your stories. I can help you. So she told the story. So I said, are you seeing the girl now? That girl from Port Harcourt, are you seeing her now? She said, yes. I said, I'm glad that everybody that needs to be present. is present. So I told Pastor Simeon and my wife, I said, drama won't start now. So I touched the girl. The girl went on the ground like this. Civil defense officers in our church were trying to hold this girl back. She was burrowing with her head. I said, leave her. Stop there. Come back here. While I take a seat. With the mind of casting you out. So I took a seat and I sat down. I said, come back, stand here. All the people that were holding her and trying to, she stopped, came back, stood where I asked her to stand, which is very important. So I said, now you can't stay in this body. It's obvious that you found yourself in this place. Here, I'm the one in charge. It's good to explain things to the devil. Here, I'm the one in charge. Come out of her. Don't all this drama you were doing before. I am not interested. I don't want it here. Out. And threw her up, bam, and cried out of her. That's how to do this thing. Not what is your name. What was your name that you in heaven? I know that you came from heaven. You are a fallen spirit. So what was your name when you were in heaven? And what is your name now? I want to know the difference. Why did you change names? I don't get time. This church I was ministering, that meeting in Zambia, where we're missing baptism, Holy Ghost, the Lord showed me a woman and a snake. And I said, there's a woman here that has something to do with snake. 8 people came out. I touched this one. No, touch this one. They were all falling under the anointing. No. The Lord told me, when you get to that one, this is what will happen. When you get to that one, all this one, be praying for them. But you never find that one yet. When I got to this one, I barely stretched out my hand towards her. It was cutting. The pastor was looking like he has never seen anything like that before. I was tired. You know, we preached in the morning. Only went to sleep. I ran to come and preach this evening. And we're ministering Holy Spirit baptism to about 300 people. I stood astride the woman. So you evil spirit, I don't have time to be. I won't break my voice because of you. Come out of this woman, and I mean now. For your information, I'll be back in this church on Wednesday. Let me not meet you. May I not meet you? I carried my Bible. That was how we left. I came back on Wednesday. Where is that woman on Sunday evening? The woman ran. He said, the snake disappeared from that day. She was having a snake in a pot under her bed, crawling to her chest in the night. And the snake would sit on her chest like that. And she can't move. Things, they happen in darkness. Oh. But thank God for the name. The name of Jesus. That was the spirit I was doing here with today. Oh. I said, make a man, no see you. Yeah. We have authority in the name. Okay. Let us pray now. Father God, thank you because you are well able.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,